Marlboro College last week announced it would be closing its Vermont campus and that its program would be moving to Emerson College in Boston. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this look at how the people at the school and in the tiny town of Marlboro feel about losing their quirky, progressive college.
The first time Amr Latif saw the dining hall at Marlboro College, he kind of got a feeling that this small school up on the hill was something special.
No matter who you are on this campus, the president, the staff, if you're a janitor, your professor, your student, we all sit together and eat at the same table.
Latif has taught religious studies at Marlboro College for 16 years.
So if you're a religious person like myself, you might think of it in those terms, that this was the ideal that many prophets tried to achieve, and we had a secular version of that here. And of course, that for me is the loss that we will have of a really beautiful community where people are people. We really treat each other as fully beautiful human beings, you know.
If the deal with Emerson College goes through, then the Boston school gets Marlboro's $30 million endowment and the campus, valued at about $10 million. There are about 150 students at Marlboro, and they'll be able to finish their studies in Boston at what will be called the Marlboro Institute for Liberal Arts and Interdisciplinary Studies. And 25 or so tenured faculty will also be able to teach at Emerson. Latif is going to Emerson because he says it's the only option left of salvaging Marlboro's educational model.
And like refugees who leave their place and they'll try and go and create a home somewhere else, that we will be in some ways the refugees who have been offered a home somewhere else. We're bringing a lot of value there, but in some ways not all is lost here. So that part gives me hope as much as I grieve for what will be lost, because the loss of a home, this is a home for all of us.
Marlboro College is closely tied to the land up here in Windham County. The founders built the original buildings on the land, and the trails and woods around the school are as much a part of the college as the classrooms. Robin MacArthur attended Marlboro College, and her great-grandparents moved here to teach in the early years. She says they left better-paying college jobs in Toronto to teach at a school with a stronger connection to place. And while she supports the plan that retains jobs for the professors, MacArthur says it's impossible to imagine Marlboro College in Boston.
For me, this is a death of Marlboro College, and it feels very insulting to me to have the name go with this program, because the name is the name of this town.
The news hit like a firebomb in this tiny town of 1,000 people. Joe Mazur is a former professor who now lives here, and he says the previous plan had Marlboro merging with the Connecticut University, and that would have kept some classes at the Vermont campus. But this, he says, giving away the property to an unknown future, has shaken the community.
From my point of view, it's a complete cop-out. There could have been other ways of doing this, but it seems like people just want to get out. And the idea to just give the place away, I just don't understand it. I think it's nuts, quite frankly. I mean, I don't know whether any other way to put it, but I think it's nuts.
Marlboro doesn't have a commercial center, so the closing of the school won't really affect business in town. But for a lot of people here, the pain of learning that a small progressive school can't survive in the 21st century goes beyond grieving for this community.
It seems to me that there are much bigger forces at work here.
Michelle Holtzapfel attended Marlboro College in the early 70s, and she said if there were any ways to change Marlboro's philosophy, to give it a better chance of surviving, it would have had to happen years ago.
It seems as though the notions of place-based learning and a lot of the philosophy of the Marlboro College over and over again rubs up against and has increasing friction with the realities of the larger world. And I don't see what else can happen. And if they sell it, the new owner has the power to decide what happens next. I don't see how we can prevail against that as a tiny town of 1,000 people.
Anna Morrissey is a senior at Marlboro College, so she doesn't have to worry about where she'll attend school next year. But in the 4 years she's been here, she's watched schools like Marlboro shut down. So she wonders where students like her will end up.
and to see the schools with this model of like bringing in students. They're not all valedictorians. They didn't all get like the best AT scores, but they're really driven, and you bring them here and you get out of their way and they like do something amazing. And like that is the one that has to go. Like that's the one that for whatever reason isn't sustainable or isn't valued, makes no sense to me. And in the worser days of this process, like that's what feels the most unfair.
According to the administration, most of the faculty will move to Boston to teach at Emerson. And over the next few months, the students will have to decide where they want to go. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Marlborough.